Blog Talk Radio.
I am immortal, I'll never fade away. I'm a legacy that lives beyond, far beyond the grave. I am immortal, I'll never rest in peace. And you're never gonna be, never gonna be, never be. Heidi Honeycutt went and got on and apologized to Hank and, you know, put out the old, you know, olive leaf. Yeah, yeah, because she knew that he was going to be coming on this show. That's right. She knew that he was coming on the Wolf Pack and he was going to be talking about this, and it was going to cause a whole bunch of shit for her.
Good, good. I'm glad that Hank is now not being harassed, and I hope that continues, Miss Honeycutt. I hope that the peace will go back to where it was, and that bullshit like this will not happen again, because we don't need it in the horror community. We really don't need it. So, yes. But unfortunately, the peace of the horror community is only, it's an appearance of peace. The problem is that bullying is still happening, stalking is still happening, and all that. It's not the way people sit there and they think, I mean, shit. For the last, what is it, 2.5 years, people have been sitting there going, "Hey, Bruce is a big nasty stalker and bully and shit." Bullshit. I haven't stalked anyone. I've had opinions about other people. I've called them assholes because they are assholes. I've called them assholes because they've done things to me and are assholes because they did things to me. Fine. That's not stalking. That's not being a misogynist and all that. "Oh, you don't like the sauce because you're a misogynist, you're a stalker, you're a mental..." What that is that's people trying to veer people away from the actual message that's coming out. That there are people in the horror community that needed to be put on their asses. Because they were pulling shit. And a lot of them were doing it for no good reason. All this bullying and stalking and shit. I mean, I have, there are still author friends of mine and that who are still having these little petty little fucktards going on Amazon.com and leaving troll reviews. These are people who have not even read these people's fucking books. And they go on there and they knock down these people's Amazon rating. Or they sit there and say, "Oh, well, I've only read the sample and I didn't like it, so I'm doing this review," and that. Bullshit. That's bullshit. And what pisses me off now, Amazon is pulling off people's reviews because they're going on to people's Facebook accounts, and if the person who has done the review actually knows the author, they're pulling their reviews. That's bullshit. You don't go, you're Amazon.com. You don't go on fucking Facebook and go and stalk people's fucking Facebook profiles so that you can go and take their friends' reviews off. That's bullshit. Why don't you sit there in your own house, look at these fucking reviews by these trolls, actually, honestly, get off your fucking lazy fucking asses and get rid of these fucking troll reviews. And fucking let people's fucking works be fucking rated correctly. It's bullshit. It is fucking bullshit that they do this, that they allow this. It's they're getting as fucking bad as Facebook with this bullshit. Really, give me a fucking break. But yeah, like fucking Alan Albertson going on there and putting in his snarky little remark and shit, and him putting up a troll review. Oh, two sentences. Oh, you shouldn't support a bully that has bad grip. Fuck you, Albertson. You know, I think of Albertson, you know, because of the fucking grocery store, but Albertson, you know, I mean, give me a fucking break. You know, as far as a stalker and a troll go, you are pathetic, Albertson. Really pathetic. I've had entire fucking websites hacking me. You're pathetic. What do you do? I did a two sentence troll review on Amazon.com. You know, and I said how pathetic your book The Traveler was, even though I didn't read the book. I'm so cool. Fuck you. Give me a fucking break. You're pathetic. And then that whole W.P. Fitzgerald crap, and then doing your own Twitter thing against yourself to try to, you know, say that it was me. Fuck you. Give me a fucking break. Oh my fucking God. I mean, I'm almost wishing that I had fucking Will Kiper back, because at least Will knew how to be a fucking stalker and fucking troll. Jesus. Fucking hell. Ugh. God, where's all the good trolls now? That's funny as shit. Where's all the good trolls now? Actually, Will tried to follow me on Twitter just recently, you know, Mr. Horror Bang Bang, and fucking knocked his ass off, fucking dick. You know, I mean, hell, you don't even have fucking Horror Yearbook anymore. You're a fucking loser, and you're trying to get on there, Mr. Horror Bang Bang on Twitter. Fucking A. Oh, my fucking God. So what's going to happen, Alan Albertson? Huh? Are you going to write another little blog thing on there going, you've earned your wrath, and I'm going to come on you, and I'm going to talk about some more outmoded propaganda and all this. Give me a fucking break. No, you can't bring down the King of Splatterpunk. As the fucking music at the beginning, I am immortal, bitch. Fucking assholes worse than you. Fucking Tom Gully, who fucking caused all the shit that fucking brought down the fucking horror socials and fucking slapped down women in horror, you know, he couldn't bring me down. So a little pathetic, little tubby-ass fucking worm like you, fuck you. That's what I'm going to say. You know, that's all I can fucking say is fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. My God. But yeah, I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, you know, these people, they want to cause anarchy in the horror community. They want to cause shit because they're bored, little pathetic dickwads. You know, they don't have any creativity. You know, I mean, you know, you go to Alan Elbertson's Lord Dixie site, what is it? Oh, I'm at this convention with Tony Todd, ooh, boy, I got another picture with Tony Todd, whoopee fucking D. So did 100 other people who fucking paid to get a picture with Tony Todd. you paid to get a picture with Tony Todd at a convention. Whoopee fucking D. Lord Dixie, did you have a fucking table there? Were you a fucking guest at the convention? No. You were a fucking person walking through there, a member of the fucking public. And you're sitting there putting on airs against me. I had a fucking table at a fucking convention, bitch. I had a fucking table and I was fucking signing autographs. I was signing books. And this October, I'm going to be signing pictures. I'm going to be signing books. Again, table. And they're paying for my fucking hotel. And they're paying for half of my flight. So guess what, bitch? You match that fucking bitch. Don't think so. I don't think there's going to be a Lord Dixie table at any fucking convention. You're just going to be walking through there with your little green band on your wrist because you're a member of the fucking public. Fuck you. When I'm there, I'm going to be a 9-time published author. So fuck you. That's the way it is. I'm the person who's known. I'm the person that people pay $2,000 for his fucking book in England at auction. You're the fucking guy in his little hovel and fucking bitches at people and fucking acts like a turd. Unfortunately, what you do to me is not even called bullying anymore because you don't scare me, you don't intimidate me, to me, you're a fucking joke. You're not even a fucking threat. What you gonna do, call my work? You call my work, you call me, and I'm gonna tell you to fucking shut up and kiss my ass. You're gonna call Shane? Shane's in the fucking hospital. So, you're gonna be calling a guy in the hospital and fucking bugging him and being a fucking dick. Even bigger dick. Yeah, right. Oh, I'm gonna call the guy in the hospital who's having skin grafts done. Fuck you. So, no. Sorry. You're like, I don't know what. You fucking wash off of me like fucking mud. You're nothing. So, don't get cocky, bitch. Don't get cocky, because I'll do a fucking troll review on Robert Diablo or anything else that you did. Yeah, you can only do one, bitch. And the way that you write them, it's gonna be obvious. So you're not gonna mess up my sales. Actually, you haven't even messed up my sales on Psychotic State. People are still buying Psychotic State. People are still enjoying Psychotic State. I'm still getting letters back on Psychotic State on how good it is. It's a tough shit, bitch. So anyways, Oh, and another thing, to Rebecca Herzberg, shut your mouth, bitch. That whole, he's a mental case. He stalks actresses. Just fucking shut your fucking mouth. Because you know what? Nobody's listening. That is old shit. And everybody knows it's bullshit. They all know it's bullshit. So just shut the fuck up. You're a fucking joke, Rebecca. You weren't even fucking high up in the horror socials. You were fucking low grade. That's why Jen and Sylvia, when they were at New York Comic Con, fluffed you off. Because Vince McMahon didn't think you were worth the time and for them to waste his money on. That's what it was. They were there to do a job, to promote his film, and not to play around with their little playmate. So you got fluffed off because you weren't important enough. And actually, when it comes down to it, you're not that important when it comes down to the Soskas anyway. Because the thing is, the Soskas are into the Soskas. They don't care about anyone, really. They really don't. All they care about is themselves. It's all ego. It's all bullshit with them. It's all fucking Jen and Sylvia all the way and fuck everybody else because we just want our 15 minutes of fame and fuck everybody else. Seriously, people, get over it. I know it. See, the thing is, Jen and Sylvia are 15-minute fucking losers. My stuff has going to last. It has lasted. And it's going to last. It's going to last when fucking American Mary is just fucking gone. You know, just fucking forgotten amongst the piles of $5 horror films. You know, or $1 horror films. Seriously. Nope. Sorry. I mean, you know, look at what's going on now with Jen and Sylvia. Oh, wow, you know, Vendetta comes out, and are they promoting it? No. They're not promoting it. They're not promoting it because it was a piece of shit. A piece of shit. They're not interested in it. Obviously, there's no hype on it, so... So let's just drop it like a piece of toilet paper, like they dropped their friends. And let's move over to the next thing. Oh, and what's that? Oh, well, you know, Hellevator. Well, guess what? When it comes to careers, when you start being a fucking game show host, end. Of a career. That is when you know you are on the downward slope, bitches. So, yeah, you're going to do Hellevator, and that's your death knell. And then, of course, oh, well, yeah, well, we're Jen and Sylvia, and we're doing a Marvel comic. Yeah, right. Well, let me see. What is your Marvel comic? Oh, yeah. You're doing Secret Wars. And your character is fucking Night Nurse. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, I've seen the pictures of this. It's your buddy that played Betty Boop in fucking American Mary from her movie Nurse. And she's fucking got a gun. Wow, that is... So fucking original. That's fucking work of genius, ladies. Oh my fucking God. I'm just overwhelmed with how much creativity you have. Fuck you. Oh my fucking God. You want to talk about creativity? You want to talk about a member of Women in Horror who has fucking creativity right now, who is fucking doing fucking good? All right, let's talk about Raina Young. Raina Young's comic books are coming out, and she has got a fantastic concept. She's doing a comic book called Uno, and it's about a mystical land. It's about demon hunters. It is fucking awesome. The fucking artwork looks like something out of Hellboy, and it's fucking good shit. Now that is a fucking artist that is fucking doing something. You know, fuck. She came out with Forgotten Tales. She came out with that retro horror film that she did. Golden Gate Monster and stuff. You know, she's working on another project, you know, and she's putting her all into these fucking films. And she's putting her all into this comic book. So she's doing more than you. All you girls want to do is fucking go from party to party and sit there and go, we're the best because we're so fucking fabulous. Fuck you. Fuck you. You know? As I said in my letter to you when I blocked your asses, you've become everything I hate in this business. And it's the truth. It is the fucking truth, ladies. You are disgusting to me. Absolutely disgusting. Now, what's funny is that Raina Young and I had a conflict, and she actually apologized, and things got better between us. And, you know, I've actually helped her a little bit, and I've given her some support. And she's doing really good now. She's actually moving a little bit out of horror, but I think so that she's got it where she can fucking do something with it. You guys are going in the fucking toilet. Seriously, you guys are fucking going in the toilet. You know, you've got this one fucking movie left with McMahon, and if you fail again, I don't think he's going to renew you. I think he's going to fucking toss you in the toilet. And then what are you going to do? Because with the fucking track record that you managed to get lately, nobody's going to want to finance you. Seriously. You guys can sit there, we're the Twisted Twins. We're so fucking fabulous. We're this, we're that. We're so fucking great. No. Sorry. And, see, that's not stalking. That's not bullying. That's having an opinion, people. And it's an opinion based on reality. It's not pulling out propaganda and shit. It's based on fact. It's based on stuff that I know. It's based on my opinion on shit. Knowledgeable opinion, because I've seen it. It's based on watching their film. Where they went from a great, you know, great fucking grindhouse film, from grindhouse film, Dead Hooker in the Trunk, to a fucking heartless piece of shit like American Mary, and then fucking See No Evil 2, and then Vendetta. See, I had wanted that movie to be better. Honestly, girls, I wanted it to be better. Seriously. I was honestly hoping for you. Seriously. I wanted Vendetta to be good. But it wasn't. You just didn't take the time with it. You didn't put into it what you should have. Film, please do your homework. Fucking get a fucking advisor on the film. Fucking do it right, ladies. Fucking don't sit there and go out and do your fucking parties and shit and not focus on what should be your goal right now, which is getting new film done and making it the best that you can. This is coming from me, the person who has fucking hated on you for the last 3 years, and rightly so, because you haven't shown anything. You haven't shown anything except that you're fucking, you know, glory hounds that don't, that aren't willing to fucking put it there. I'm sorry, Jen. I'm sorry, Sylvia, but that's the truth. Get over yourselves. You're losing it. Get the help. Fucking do this film right. Because you need to fucking either bring yourself back or you're going to fucking crash, ladies. You are going to fucking crash. And yeah, you can sit there and say, oh, well, we've got fans that have put tattoos of our faces all over. Yeah, well, in a few years, they're going to want to get laser surgery because they're not going to want to have you on their arms. Seriously. They're not. So, either fucking do something right, or just retire. That's all I'm going to say on that. Because with me, I am putting everything that I can into these books that I'm working on. I am fucking, you know, I mean, I came out of fucking heart surgery, and I'm working on it slowly, but I'm putting everything into it, and this material is coming out wonderful. So, anyways, guys, yeah, I know this was supposed to be on bullying, but it turns out it's more of a statement to me to the bullies and a statement from me to the Saskas yet again. But the truth is, honestly, Jen and Sylvia, I want you guys to fucking turn it around. Fucking turn it around. Fucking do this next film right. Make me proud of you again. Come on, ladies. You can do it. Just stop the bullshit and be the filmmakers that you could be. Stop being the buzzhound. Stop being the fucking socialite. And fucking do what you need to do. Anyways, guys, I'm going to play that song again as a reminder to people. So, keep America strong, watch horror films, release the beast, and remember, catch me next time there, Howlies.
I am immortal, I'll never fade away. I'm a legacy that lives.